Well, good morning. Thank you for being here this morning. One announcement that Brother Don forgot to announce or whatever, I'm sure he... But anyway, our pitch-in is today after morning worship, so everyone invited to join us for some good food and great fellowship. Have you ever thought what the world would be if Jesus had never been born? I mean, it's a serious question. In the 1946 classic film, most of you know, It's a Wonderful Life, it's about a man whose life was explored by considering what would have happened if he had never been born. Most of you probably have seen the movie. You know, I don't agree with an angel coming down to help George Bailey to realize that his life mattered. But the premise of the story would help us to really consider and to think about, what if Jesus had never been born? It's the intent of my sermon this morning for us to look at, in reference, the life of Jesus, and perhaps some of the conclusions that will follow is that Jesus' influence on this world and our lives and our future is immeasurable. Stop and think about in the days of Noah. You know, we're not told how many people actually lived on the face of the earth, but we know there's more than eight. Just think about how wicked the world was. Only one man, Noah, stood before God righteous. The rest of the world was condemned, and we know that when the flood came, they all perished except Noah and his wife, his sons, and their wives. So let's look at the impact on the value of life if Jesus had not come. First of all, let's look at children. Jesus opposes infanticide. Now, for those that do not know what infanticide is, it is literally the legal killing of a child up to 1 year old. If you have a child and you decide before that child reaches 1 year old that you do not want that child, that he's too much of a burden, or perhaps he's deformed in some fashion, you decide you no longer want him or her. So you can literally take him and have him put to death. And there's many people today, right here in the United States, who believe that they have a right to do that. What about abortion? You know, abortion is, you know, killing of the child before the child is born. Even to the moment of birth, a fully developed hope it's not 9 years old. 9 month old child that has not been delivered can be killed. That happens all the time. Now we could look at this literally as being child sacrifices. And just think about in the Old Testament, we read, do we not, of child sacrifices? Most of them sacrificed a child to an idol. But most of the child sacrifices that we have today is through abortion. And I hope we don't ever have infanticide. But now, Jesus, he valued the life of children. Matthew chapter 19 and verse 14. But Jesus said, suffer the little, you remember what taking place here? The children were clamoring, wanting to be with Jesus and see him. And they said, no, you just sit down and mind your manners. And Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Suffer. That doesn't mean that they're in pain or agony. Literally what it means is to leave. Jesus said, leave the little children. Basically, leave them alone. Don't bother them. Let them come. And then we can read in Exodus chapter 21 in verse 22 and 23. Now, I'm going to tell you what. These couple of verses here do not explicitly call out abortion, but it does point to the fact of killing a child before it's born. If a man strive and hurt a woman with child so that her fruit depart from her, they get in a tussle. They get in a fight. Or some guy comes barreling down the street and a woman's walking across the street and he runs into her, knocks her down, and causes her to lose the baby. And yet no mischief. It wasn't on purpose. It was an accident. He shall be surely punished, even though it was an accident, according to the woman's husband, who husband will lay upon him. But notice what takes place next. And he shall pay as the judges determine. If any mischief, if it was done on purpose, abortion is done on purpose, is it not? Because it's going to be an inconvenience for the mother and possibly even the father demanding that the woman have the abortion because he does not want the responsibility. If any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life. Woe to the doctors who perform abortions. What about women? Prior to the Christian's influence, a woman's life was very cheap. You can look out in the world today in some of the Middle Eastern countries where women are literally below their flocks. They regard their flocks higher than they do their women. They don't allow them in schools. They don't allow them to read or to write. They're simply there as slaves for the men and to bear children. That's it. They would rather have the woman die than their flock. And if a woman is caught reading or writing or learning, they are severely punished. And some of them are even put to death. However, Jesus valued women equally to men. Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither in Christ. There's neither Jew or Gentile. There is neither bond nor free. There's neither slave or free. There is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. But just think about, well, let's go on to the elderly. We'll think about all this later. Think about the elderly. Prior to Christianity's influence, elderly people were often killed off when they became a burden. What do you think? You think it should take place today? You know, when mom and dad gets to the point to where you've got to carry them around and they're not able to take care of themselves, just take them down and to the hospital or the doctor's office and euthanize them? At one time, elderly were simply put to death because they were too much of a burden. However, Jesus valued the life of the elderly. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Rebuke not an elder, nor entreat him, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the older women as mothers, and younger sisters with all purity. Jesus values the life of the elderly. He tells us here not to rebuke an elder. That's not simply talking of men, but should we rebuke an elderly woman? Did not God create us equally? We are to entreat the elderly men as fathers, the elderly women as mothers, and the younger men as brethren, and the younger women as sisters. That's a concept, isn't it? Where the world does not fully understand what Christianity does for humanity. Then what about slavery? Wherever Jesus' teaching took root, slavery disappeared. Jesus was not a revolutionary. You know, many people want to characterize Christ as being a revolutionary. But he wasn't. it was Jesus' teaching and addressing the heart of mankind that led to the dismantling of slavery. It was his teaching. It was his appealing to the heart that done away with slavery. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And Jesus said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." We are made in God's image. Do you remember why Paul wrote what we have, the book of Philippians? Wasn't it an issue with a slave? When our heart changes, do we not see things differently? As Christians, we should not see slaves because we're all created equal. None is over the other as far as one being a slave and one being a free. Now, yeah, I know, I understand slavery has been a problem throughout history, not only in this country, but in many others. And yes, it took the revolution, or the Civil War, after the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, to abolish slavery in this country. But why do you think the North, why do you think they wanted to abolish slavery? Could it be because of the heart? Perhaps they understood perhaps more of Jesus' teaching. I don't know. But the point is, wherever Jesus' teaching takes place, slavery, after a time, disappears. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets." Now, you know, we like to say, would you like to have that done to you? Then don't do it to them. I may have told this before, but Becky, our daughter, when she was probably 2 years old, she loved to bite. And she would get a hold of her son, John, and bite him. And he would scream. And no matter how many times, it didn't work. Until one day, Becky bit John Michael so hard that it literally just about brought blood. And Dorothy picked her up and took her arm and bit her. And she screamed and cried and carried on. But she never bit again. Wherever Jesus' teaching takes root, the heart changes. Am I right? Now, all of these things, the infanticide, abortion, and child sacrifices, and the woman having a very dismal outlook because she was looked at as a third-rate individual. The elderly, if they become a burden, just put them out of their misery. Put them out of our misery, slavery. All of these things could be even worse today if Jesus hadn't come. Do you remember what happened with George Bailey? Once he made the wish to that he had never been born, and he finally runs back over into what he thought was going to be Bedford Falls. And what did he find? Pottersville. Let's talk a little bit about Jesus' impact on our spiritual life. Number one, without Jesus, we would all be dead in our sins. Right? 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous of God in him. Then we read in Hebrews 10, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Without Jesus, we would still be lost in sin. We'd have no hope. No way to get to heaven. Secondly, without Jesus, we'd have no hope of heaven. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. If Jesus had never been born, there would be no way to the Father. Because it is only through him that we gain access to the Almighty God, the Creator. Thirdly, without Jesus, we would be doomed to hell. That's not me. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, where? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. If Jesus hadn't come, we would still be in sin, facing death. Eternal damnation. Matthew 25, verse 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous unto eternal life. Without Christ, if Jesus had never been born, we would be still in sin and going away unto everlasting punishment. Fourthly, without Jesus, we would not have the church. Do you believe that? Without Jesus, we would not have the church. Matthew 16, 18, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. It's not John Smith's church. It's not the Pope's church. It's Jesus' church. But just think. If Jesus had never been born, we would have no church. There would be no need for the church because we'd all still be lost in sin. We would have no hope. Jesus broke into history a little more than 2,000 years ago as a helpless little baby. We all know that. I hope we all do. It's hard to imagine how one's life could change the course of history, but it did. Jesus being born literally changed the course of history. It's hard to imagine how one's life could change the course of history, but he did. The world today would be totally unrecognizable if Jesus had never been born. You remember Pottersville? George Bailey? It was unrecognizable. The world today would be unrecognizable if Jesus had never been born. But Jesus didn't just come to reform the morals of the world, but he came to blaze for us a path that if we follow that path, it will lead us to eternal life. And the question is, will you follow him? Will you look to him? Will you truly understand that it is through Christ and Christ alone that we have salvation, that we have the forgiveness of sin, that we can gain heaven as our home when this life is over? This morning, if you're here and not a Christian, then it's just as if Jesus had never come. But he did, and he's willing to forgive. If you wish to be baptized and have your sins washed